Good morning. It
Come
is
on, bro.
It's 8:48 a.m. on a Monday morning. Doesn't matter to you guys because you're going to listen to this at any point that you guys choose to listen to it. But welcome back to the TND podcast. It's we've been gone for like a week.
Yep. Stuck in an ice storm.
Yeah, you know that guy Snow Miser from the reindeer movie? He pulled up on me with some icicles, and I was like, bro, what's going on?
That dude, hey, honestly, that motherfucker is scary.
I saw a tweet this week, and it was like, why do U.S. presidents, it was talking about how like U.S. presidents either look like Heat Miser or Snow Miser, and that's it. And I'm like, where's Obama at?
Holy shit.
But dude, Snow Miser looks impeccably like Bill Clinton, and you can't tell me I'm wrong.
No, definitely.
Well, Bill Clinton looks like Snow Miser because, you know, he came before him, but doesn't matter. That's off topic, but how's your week been, Trent?
It's been all right. Can't complain. I could, but like...
Who the fuck's going to listen, right?
Yeah, honestly, and we don't have the time for all that shit, so we'll just say all right.
All right.
Oh. I am a little disappointed on your intro, though. I thought you were going to go that 20-plus.
Honestly, if I ever hit 20-plus seconds on a that whole thing, I'll probably have an aneurysm, and then the podcast will be over indefinitely.
Fuck. But, like, for the people, right?
For the culture. I totally get you. Like, don't get me wrong. It'd be totally dope if I could hold it for that long, but it's just...
Just not gonna happen.
Yeah, maybe one day I'll go to vocal lessons or something. Probably not drink Coke Energy before I try and do it. My throat feels terrible because of that stuff.
Absolute thickness.
I don't know what they put in that stuff, but it's definitely not good for your body because I feel like...
Well, it has some like fucking different language right under the energy.
Guarna. So. Like, I genuinely feel like I could probably put that shit in my car and it would make it run a bit better. It's like a fuel injector.
Little tune-up, some Coke Energy. What about this monster juice you brought me?
Well, it's juice, so it has to be healthy, right?
Has to be. It's only 99% juice.
Yeah, exactly. That's just code word for do not ingest this. Your body will reject it. But speaking of my body rejecting things, this is a terrible segue, but... What the fuck happened to children's programming?
No, your body definitely rejects the newer children's shows.
Like, I know we talk about television quite a bit on the podcast, but what the fuck, man? I feel like I grew up in a golden age of children's programming.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
And like, I'll list shows, and you say Banger or Stanker. Yep. So we got Good Luck Charlie.
Banger.
Wizards of Waverly Place.
Wasn't a fan... I'm going Stanker, but a lot of people would probably say Banger.
Zoe 101.
Fucking Banger.
Drake and Josh.
Oh my God. I don't need to answer that. Fucking Banger.
iCarly.
Banger.
Oh my God. Cat Dog.
Banger.
Ren and Stimpy.
Banger.
Dude, even that fucking, that Monsters show with the guy that had the hand.
Ah, Real Monsters.
Yeah, Real Monsters. That motherfucker. The thing is, the amount of Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Banger.
The Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy.
Holy shit.
Like, the thing is, we had such a great selection. Like, there was never a day where I could flip on Nickelodeon, Disney Channel, or Cartoon Network and, like, be bored.
But if you did, what was one show where you flipped on and you're like, fuck, and you changed it?
Well, the thing is, Disney Channel from the hours of, like, 4 a.m. to, like, 8 a.m. was dog shit. Perpetually. If you ever watched Higglytown Heroes, you're entitled to a financial settlement. That shit was hot ass.
It just gives misophilioma.
Dude, like, I'd rather watch...
Speaking of misophilioma, real quick, happy birthday, Brittany, the big 25 today.
Hey, 2-5 in the house.
Misophilioma.
B-dog.
Yeah. But yeah, anyways, Higglytown Heroes, like, was that shit a cartoon or a fucking nightmare?
It was about nesting dolls and how they would basically, think of like the pandemic and how everyone's been in lockdown and every CEO's like, the essential workers are our heroes. That's Higglytown Heroes, but with nesting dolls.
They had no social... They were getting inside each other.
Well, yeah.
They were, like, jumping in each other's bodies. You know how I feel about that shit.
It was... It's like Revenge of the Body Snatchers,
yeah,
but for kids.
Yeah, it was weird. It was like a cartoon Saw series.
Yeah, I just... I've watched videos on YouTube, and, like, there's this one thing... Because, like, there's this network that produces children's content on YouTube, and they latched on to that Ryan kid from Ryan's Toy Reviews. If you don't know what Ryan's Toy Reviews are,
look it up.
He's a fucking mogul at like 8 years old. He has over 1.5 thousand videos on YouTube, and he has 27.5 million subscribers. This dude, this kid's made more money in the first 8 years of his life than I will ever make in my entire life.
Yeah, and he's like still 4 foot.
He legit. Here's the context. It's like, hey Ryan, we're gonna sit you on the couch. Here's a Kinder Egg. Open it, and dear God, be cute, because if you aren't, mommy and daddy can't pay rent.
Mommy and daddy aren't feeding you tonight, Ryan.
Those are just accusatory. That's just a joke. I don't know if Ryan's family feeds him or not. We hope they do.
Mm.
But this kid is a mogul. And like,
looking slim, Ryan.
They legit have created these, like, he's an empire. He has his own kids show. He has his own line of toys. This kid's career was opening toys. Now he has his own toys catered to him.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he's a character now. They made Super Ryan.
Stop. Just stop. Dude, there.
Did you watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
No,
did you?
I heard it was
They had a
shit.
Fucking Ryan balloon.
Oh, God.
Look, I'm going to show you. Just look at this shit.
Show me that. But even like when we were younger, they got away with some shows that, like, I don't know. Maybe it's because we're older. We just make fun of them now, you know? But like they got away with shit like Dog with a Blog. You remember that?
Yeah.
Like, it was low-key good.
Look at that.
Yeah, that's fucked up. I would pop that.
Yeah, it's that. What? They if I had a Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade balloon, it'd be over for you guys. I'd be Hollywood as fuck. Ryan's like 10.
Ryan didn't even realize that was him. I have brown hair.
I think they said it was the first time there was, like, an actual person made into a balloon for the parade.
Didn't they have Squidward? Oh, that was a costume. Sorry.
Look at that, dude.
That's fucking terrifying.
Dude, I feel bad for anyone that, like, has to, like, operate the balloons in that parade. Because, like, if it's windy, your shit's getting thrown around.
Oh, yeah. All right, anyways. Here's on some Google. Some top kids shows of 2020.
Ew.
What the fuck is The Big Fab? So it's... Let me give you, like, a little rundown from just the cover.
Mm-hmm.
It only has one season, so it's probably not that good. But it's the lady from Drake and Josh... What's her name?
Oh my gosh, it's Helen.
Helen, yes, the one that ran the theater.
The theater thug.
Yeah, so I have no idea what it's about, but it just doesn't look good. Game On. Here's some animated ones. Power Birds. Tell me they didn't fucking steal Angry Birds and call it Power Birds.
What the fuck is Tig and Seek? The only one that I can see here that is actually dope is The Wonderful World of Mickey Mouse. Those things are funny as fuck.
Okay, I wouldn't say it's not a fucking Will Ferrell movie.
There's this thing I found on Twitter. It's like Minnie trips, and she goes, Mickey, and then Mickey runs up. Like, he's like, what happened? I don't know why, but Lindsay and I used to crack the fuck up whenever we saw that. It's the funniest thing.
Dude.
These look like I feel like
a lot of kids just watch YouTube today. Like, my nieces are always on YouTube. Unless they're watching, like, the fucking Trolls movie for the 8th time this week.
No, legit, like, I am kids. I watch YouTube a lot.
I watch YouTube too, but I'm not watching, like, fucking this clay raptor fucking destroy a sandbox. Like, YouTube Kids is a cult. Tell me I'm wrong.
YouTube Kids had a huge problem with, like, disturbing imagery on YouTube Kids for, like, 2 years.
Yeah, like fucking Talking Tom. Remember that shit?
Oh my God.
They were like, kill your family. And fucking, what was that one? The, like, white face?
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about. It was like fucking Uma Uma or some shit.
Oh my God, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah, I just need to talk to, like, TV producers. Like, how are you guys passing this shit? Drake Bell, we need you. Even though I guess he's super toxic now.
Do you know what Drake did? Drake's music is super popular in, like, Mexico.
Yeah, he sings Spanish music now.
He changed all of his social media. I think his last name is... He changed his name to Drake Campana or something.
Uh-huh.
And all of his social media is in Spanish now.
Oh.
Like, look him up. I'll look it up right now.
I know. I saw that shit.
Speaking of people getting canceled, you hear about Shia LaBeouf?
No.
He's being taken to court for like domestic assault allegations.
Fuck yeah. See, it's like maybe that's why they stopped doing it, because like all childhood TV stars are like fuck now. Like, look at him. Oh yeah, you weren't lying.
I'm not. This dude's. Oh, Drake Bell dropped a new song on November 12th. No one cares.
But listen, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
All young TV stars, like, went through a rough patch. Tell me I'm wrong. Except Miranda Cosgrove. Love you, girl.
Well, she hasn't done anything.
iCarly?
But, like, since iCarly?
Bro, Drake and Josh?
That was before iCarly.
iCarly was her peak.
Yeah, it was a great
like that
show.
Was she retired off
she
of
had,
iCarly.
She has enough money to not do a damn thing. I get you. But, like, who's the most successful child star from, like, our childhood acting-wise?
Probably, like, Josh Peck. Dude's still relevant.
Because of
he
David
was an
Dobrik.
Oatmeal.
I don't know. I think if I'm going, like, I think Miley Cyrus has to be up there.
I forgot she was a child star.
Yeah, like, she's...
Yeah, no, definitely.
She's still putting out music.
What about Demi Lovato?
She's doing the whole Fabletics thing, I guess, so good for her.
What else did she do?
That song in Camp Rock. You're the Void, that one.
Anything else?
She has a music career, but I don't listen to the Demi Lovato songs. Like, what the fuck does she know about cameras?
Oh, man.
Dude, like, I would take Miley Cyrus as, like, the most successful child actor out of that whole
Robin
generation.
Thicke made her.
Selena Gomez was making a push for a while. She was in movies. She had some music going. I still think Miley's got it, though.
Ariana Grande?
Oh, shit. The thing is, she wasn't, like, a child star. She was, like, a tertiary character on Victorious.
No,
then she got Sam and Cat, but...
Bro, everyone loved her on Victorious with her dumb ass.
She did get her own spinoff with, like, Jeanette McCurdy.
Yeah.
But, like...
It never went through. The shit was actual trash.
Yeah, it was kind of dog ass. It's Ariana and like Miley, and that's about it, in my opinion at least. I don't know. It's tough. Because how are we going to quantify the success?
I don't know. We can ask them.
Like, Vanessa Hudgens has like a fucking 8-film deal with Netflix.
Vanessa Hudgens also...
doesn't care if you die from COVID.
Goddamn.
That was a crazy video on fucking Instagram. I couldn't be famous. I would say stupid shit on live at least one time a week.
At least.
I'd be like, who needs oxygen, right?
And then everyone just like bashes your shit and you get canceled.
I say stupid. You could talk to Lindsay. I say stupid shit all the time. She'd be like, why the
fuck? I know. I literally am with you probably like 50 hours of the week.
Yeah. Some of the shit just comes out. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck that means.
Monsters, Inc.
Yeah. Googly.
Oh, God. Anyways, enough with these kids shows. I'm getting pissed off. About to fucking snap this mic stand.
That's not the move, but I get you. It's a depressing landscape through and through. If you're a child today...
I'm sorry. Grow up.
Yeah, it is what it is. But speaking of it being what it is, Trenton, on a serious note, how's that energy drink treating you, buddy?
I think I need a couple more.
I was thinking this could be like the last one for a while.
Fuck you mean?
We're all your friends here, and your heart health is something that greatly concerns me. And as someone who's seen you shotgun numerous energy drinks, I'm not saying you have a problem, but
I got a problem.
We may have a portion control issue with these things.
Who made a rule that there's a limit to how many you can drink in a day?
There's not a limit, but like whenever your heart starts having palpitations, you might need to slow down.
Brooke, if you're listening to this, pick me up some Red Bulls on your way home, please. Please.
She just listens.
Devin's holding me hostage. I can't leave.
I'm at his house. I'm technically being held hostage.
Yeah, but no, like everyone always says like, wow, you drink a lot of energy drinks. Wow. Oh my God. Is that your fourth monster today? Oh my God. 3 bangs. Like sometimes someone just needs a fucking hug, you know? Damn. Thank you.
Well, now that the PSA for this episode is over, let's go through an energy drink like ranking list.
Let's do it.
So like there's different parameters. Like, there's taste, there's price, there's accessibility, and then there's just, like, the wow factor.
Yeah.
For price, Full Throttles are not bad.
Ew, stop.
They're like Venom. $1.
Venom?
I've never had one.
Actually, I've had Venom.
I've had one, and it tasted like fucking I needed some anti-venom. I was at the gym, and I was like, Jesus, fuck. I need someone to stab me in the leg.
You needed a fucking EpiPen and shit?
Something like that, dude. I was like, oh, man.
You know what, like, blows my mind? People, like, use energy drinks as pre-workout. I use them to get out of fucking bed.
I use them if I'm, like, about to, like, die on shift. I will get one if I'm, like, legit.
That's a lie. Every time we work together, you drink an energy drink.
No, not every time.
I force you.
Yeah, you just waterboard me with a fucking Bang Energy. With a towel over my face in the sink. Just like, drink it. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
No, but anyway, so top five. Let's just start with the very, very bottom tier. Like, these don't even scrape
NOS.
Top. Oh, okay. I don't know. That kind of hurt my feelings.
Rain.
Rockstar. Sugar-free Rockstars.
Yeah. The only Rockstar that's even drinkable is the Punched. And That's debatable.
Bro, my bro, Matt drinks the fucking lemonade ones.
I've never had one, so
they taste separated, if that makes
sense.
Dude,
the Monster Hydra, those ones, those are ass. They're like in a clear bottle. They're plastic.
I know exactly. They taste like watered down. I know exactly what you're talking about. I was getting my thigh tattoo, and that's all I had to drink.
In the words of Joe Budden, that's a two-pack of ass.
Hot ass.
Sucks. Those are garbage. I would drink a warm Rockstar before I drank one of those. I think the Hydro Monsters are like sixth out of five.
Actually toxic.
They're terrible.
Toxic waste.
If I see someone drinking them, I ask them if they're okay. Like, I can buy you a real one.
Okay, so number five. What are we throwing at number five? You know what I really miss? Amps.
Hmm. What?
Amp. Those were so fucking good.
Amp is all right. Like, I think Full Throttle is probably closer to the bottom.
For their price,
they're not bad.
That's fine.
But they taste like absolutely nothing. That's like real.
They taste like a fucking squeezed lemon peel.
They taste like...
like not even the lemon.
They taste like you're washing your dishes by hand, and the bubbles come from the other side of the drain, and you drank that.
Yeah, exactly. But like, at least residue. You're energized. Yeah. How about 5-Hour Energy?
I've never had one.
Dude, that shit is like
wax. It's just a shot of fucking birdseed ground into a puree.
It's fuck a shot of molasses.
Well, so if you drank like 7 5-hour energies, do you have 35 hours of energy? Dude, or do you just need to call a doctor?
You might be on to something.
So, anyways, sir, you have 6 months to live. Takes 35 5-hour energies. He's like, fuck you. I actually extended my lifespan.
No, so Full Throttle 5, that's fine, whatever. 4, you could throw like a variation of a Rockstar at 4.
Mm-hmm.
3, I'd go Monster.
Yep.
2, Bang.
Number 1's Red Bull, right?
Well, number 1 has to be Red Bull.
Red Bull's just consistent. I don't know what's in a Red Bull,
the
but I'm fine with that.
Energy doesn't do it for me. Like, the caffeine doesn't do it for me.
Blake Griffin does it for me, to be fair.
What the fuck, dude?
The athletes that are sponsored by Red Bull are dope as fuck. Whenever I see a sponsored person through Monster...
All right, Travis Pastrana, chill the fuck out.
Whenever you see a Monster Energy ad, I haven't seen one in years, thank God.
Oh, I'm...
But, like, I feel like the athletes that are sponsored by Monster are just flight risks. They just scare me. They seem edgy and, like, scary.
Like, they could fall off at any moment.
Yeah, at least Blake Griffin's, like... I don't think Blake Griffin's had an ounce of Red Bull in his life, and I'm fine with that.
This is the thing. Red Bulls only have, like, 160 milligrams of caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, like... like, who does that help? An infant?
I don't think a baby should be drinking Red Bull.
So I should probably stop feeding my baby Red Bull?
Yeah, probably. I'm not going to tell you the parent, but...
Well, you're the godfather.
When the fuck did you have a kid?
Fuck, I thought I told you.
Shit.
But no, I definitely throw some Red Bull in his bottle.
Yeah, I just think Red Bull has all the flavors, too. Like...
that peach nectarine one?
The summer edition?
I'm not...
I like the summer edition.
It's okay.
The blue... they have a new winterberry one?
Yeah, it's all right, too. Like, just quit with the additions. You're fucking shit up.
Rex Orange County edition. That tastes like tears.
God. Tears and just regret.
The Cardi B Red Bull.
And shower water. Ew, Cardi B Red Bull tastes like fucking swamp ass.
The fucking WAP Red Bull. Wings and pizza.
All right. No.
Bro,
on that note, do you really think I have a problem?
No, not really. Okay. Like, you haven't been sent to the hospital yet? Do you have, like, ulcers yet?
Oh, I've had ulcers since I was little. I used to just, like, hoard hot Cheetos and eat them.
Just sitting there, just... Like, I just think we're going to hit a point with energy drinks where shit's just too much.
Honestly.
They're going to approach the Four Loko territory with energy drinks in the next 20 years, and that's
fuck, remember the Red Lines?
Those things are scary.
They canceled them, and now they're called Bangs. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah. If you read on the back of a Bang, it said it's made from Red Line.
You ever, like, look up the CEO of Bang?
Yeah, it's Trevor Wallace, ain't it?
No.
Oh, shit.
No. Definitely not. But isn't Four Loko considered an energy drink?
If it is, that's definitely number zero. That's the absolute best.
Rubbing alcohol mixed with...
with grape fucking flavoring.
With grape food color.
If you haven't almost died off of Four Loko, you really have not lived. Dude. It's not that fun anymore because they remade them, but like...
I don't think I've ever drank a Four Loko to this point in my life.
You know what happened last time I drank a Four Loko.
Yeah, my shoes do too. Fun night, that's for sure.
Oh, great times.
Oh, man. Just
fuck these energy drinks, so I'm like fiending one.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just trying to drink water.
What the fuck?
It's
water won't clog your pores.
I don't want my pores clogged.
Or your arteries.
I don't have a plunger on.
Or your heart valve.
Heart valve.
The only thing a energy drink doesn't clog is your fucking bowels.
Yeah. Turns the spigot on the faucet, just starts
fucking...
That's a wonderful visual you're providing. I'm sure everyone in this listening radius is just like, oh, thank you.
Oh, fuck.
I didn't know what he was talking about, then just that sound effect. I hate when I have to...
Was it not accurate?
Totally accurate, yeah.
That shit was accurate.
That was accurate as hell.
But nah.
Fucking.
Speaking of accurate as hell...
The TikTok algorithm does not miss, dude.
It does not. Especially when your For You page is for you.
Dude, that's why, like, I love Vine with, like, all of my being. But holy fuck, TikTok is on something.
Dude.
I haven't been, like... Not committed to an app, but like enjoying an app as much as I have since like first time I got Twitter or peak Vine. TikTok is so enjoyable.
TikTok is Vine that got addicted to heroin, went to rehab, came back, and is like addicted to alcohol now.
TikTok is Vine on
just
ketamine.
Just a great time.
Dude, it's insane. It's like Vine went to college and just started selling perks.
Started playing Beer Die.
Dude, like... The thing is, like, you like one TikTok, and you just get thrown into this rabbit hole of just other TikToks.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
it.
It's fucked up.
I wound up on personal finance TikTok.
Bro, you like one TikTok of, like, something to do with ass, and then you're just over here with some dark ass shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like some peg shit, and I'm like,
ew,
oh, God.
I don't know about that. Fucking hell, what?
Wait.
What?
You don't know about... Pegs?
No.
Like pirates.
Oh, peg legs, yeah.
What the fuck were you thinking?
I don't know, dude.
You know, like, give me your booty and shit, pirates. I'm like talking pirate TikTok right now.
I've never seen pirate TikTok.
Oh, fuck.
But I wound up on personal finance TikTok.
That is definitely something like you would wind up
3
on.
3 hours, and I was like, fuck, dude.
And now you own 3 different businesses.
I don't have an IRA. What the fuck? I need a hedge fund.
Fuck.
But that you know that, The dude with the glasses that did the whole fucking dance for like 6 months.
Yeah, the one we always do together.
Yeah. I liked one of his TikToks and it gave me all of his new ones for like the entirety of that whole wave.
Do you know who's I liked? That dude Peyton King, I think that's his name.
Okay.
You know who it is, right?
Not really.
Yeah, you do. Oh my God, he's throwing it back.
Yeah, I liked
one of his, and so I always see him on my For You page, and I do not regret it at all. That dude is fucking hilarious, and I'm here for it.
Like, I guarantee if I open my TikTok right now, I'll turn the sound off so it doesn't, like, impede the podcast. But if I open TikTok right now, it's going to be a fantasy football thing or personal finance.
Or an ad.
It's always an ad. Yeah, it's fucking fantasy football TikTok.
Jesus Christ.
Next one. It's alive. It's this dude's...
Me and Devin always send TikToks to each other, like, through message, so you know you don't get, like, the TikTok anymore. But we'll catch each other, like, sending the same TikToks back and forth because we don't watch each other's. Because we're shitty friends.
It's the most passive-aggressive shit. It's funny as hell. He'll send me one. I'm like, dude, I sent you that, like, 3 hours ago. And it's like, no response.
Here's the thing. I'm going to find out if Brooke's really listening. She sends me, like, 20 TikToks a day. I just don't have time to watch all of them. So I don't watch them. I might not be here next week to record, but...
Lindsay, if you're listening, I watch damn near every fucking TikTok.
I really do, but it's like... I'll be at work, and then it's just TikTok, 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 TikTok. And then I start TikToking. Like the dance.
Start doing the Renegade while you're taking an order.
Yeah. And the customer's like, what the fuck is that? Renegade, Renegade.
Renegade, Renegade, whoa.
Oh, shit. You're getting active.
Dude. TikTok's crazy because, like, I will never produce TikTok content. You couldn't pay me enough to do it.
I'm TikTok famous. I'm not. I had, like, one video that
is had 500,000
views. I threw a cornhole bag in slow motion.
Damn.
It was vibes. Super dope.
Fucking vibes. Dude, TikTok's just, it's literally a cesspool, but, like, I can't delete the app.
No. Whenever, I got Zach on it.
Whenever Trump was going to delete TikTok.
That was weird.
I was like, I will fucking die. I was like, the civil war is on. Like, if we're concerned about TikTok stealing our information, I've got news for everyone. Our information's been stolen since we were born.
My thing is, why was everyone so fucking concerned about TikTok being canceled? Like, fuck world hunger and shit, huh? Like,
we're not
TikTok.
We're not solving that.
But we can fix this TikTok issue.
Like, bruh, like, how the fuck am I going to solve world hunger? Like, I get it. Like, I can donate money and I can... There's plenty of proactive things that I can do to end world hunger.
I mean, you work at a pizza place, just start giving people free food.
Nah, you make solid points, but then I would lose my job, which is selfish of me. I apologize for that.
That is.
It's extremely selfish. But, like, I don't know. TikTok is just... It's organic. I never feel like things are forced. It's just fucking stupid little videos that last no more than like 30 seconds. And I'm like, I'm cool with this.
There's some trends on there, though, that just need to never fucking happen.
Oh, yeah. There's some trends, and I'm just like, yeah, get that off my shit. The thing about TikTok videos is, like, they remind me of Vine videos because you can't pay me enough to watch a 30-second fucking Facebook video. God, I hate those.
Facebook.
Like, Facebook's actually kind of useful, but fuck, man. Who the fuck uses Facebook?
I know a lot of people that are, like, starting to use Facebook more. I hate Facebook. I don't use it. It's fucking weird. And for grandmothers.
I'll use it.
Sorry, Mom.
I'll use it for Marketplace and to, like, look up sports stuff. But, like, beyond that, it's
how do you look up sports stuff on Facebook?
I follow sports pages.
Okay.
So, like, news and shit. But, like, beyond that, I just do it to keep up with family and, like, wish people a happy birthday and that's it.
Speaking of birthdays, happy birthday, Brittany, for the second time.
2-5?
Also, Brittany is a very big Facebook user.
She play Farmville?
I don't think so.
Crime City?
No.
I was big on those games in, like, middle school.
You still are.
I haven't played a Facebook game in years.
Bro, you're bitching that your fucking cow didn't get fed the other day. And I was like, what? And you're like, my Farmville.
Did that not happen? You should probably take that hat off. That's straight cap.
Fuck, it must have been a dream.
Yeah. Fucking, speaking of dreams, this is a terrible segue once again. I don't know what the fuck's going on, but Christmas movies. What the fuck makes a Christmas movie? Because I'm sitting here.
Let me break that down. What makes a Christmas movie, Christmas theme, movie themed Christmas of Christmas?
That was beautiful. I couldn't have said that.
You get what I'm saying,
I couldn't
right?
have said that better myself.
Exactly.
That was impeccable.
So, like, when you say Christmas movie, there's definitely the ones you think you know, but, like, why?
And can we just talk about, like, levels of Christmas movies? There's a tier list, 100%. Oh,
yeah, 100%.
Like, there's, like, the best ones, and then there's some the ones that are hot dog shit.
Those Hallmark motherfuckers.
Dude, some of them Hallmark joints are actually kind of good.
No, there is, but then there's, like, A Fallen Snowflake.
Is there a Tyler Perry Christmas movie yet?
Yeah, Madea.
That's dope. Tyler Perry, keep doing your shit. Just keep doing your shit, man. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah,
How many Madea movies are there?
Fucking 83.
Is there a Madea extended universe? Like, is she going to show up in the next MCU movie?
There's like a
movie?
Dark web Madea page. Like, just fucking Madea kinks and shit.
The next Super Smash Bros. Character is just Madea.
The
joins
final
the fight.
Boss is Madea.
You roll up to the next Spider-Man movie. She just rolls the fuck up as
imagine
like a Spider-Man.
Imagine everything relevant, but Madea theme it.
Home Alone, but instead of Kevin McAllister, it's Madea.
Right? Like, dude, instead of fucking Jim Carrey playing the Grinch, it was Madea.
Madea starring in The Gunch. Have you heard of that? The Gunch?
No. What is it?
There's a thing on Twitter, and it was something like this poor little white dog got like dyed green.
Fuck.
And as he's sitting in the tub, it's like, The Gunch. I fucking lost my shit.
A fucking dog.
The Gunch, bro. Like, if you watch The Grinch, you're just like, you're a mean one. Mr. Gunch. Just The Gunch.
Why
bro.
Gunch?
It's just, I don't know, dude. The Gunch.
All right, I get it.
It's just
but
funny.
But you think there's a better Christmas movie than The Grinch? You're fucking wrong.
Which one?
What do you mean? Jim Carrey. Don't give me that animated bullshit.
Have you seen the one with Benedict Cumberbatch?
Huh?
Have you seen the new one with Benedict Cumberbatch as The Grinch?
No.
It's really fucking good.
No.
Dude, it's so
no.
good. Kenan Thompson plays his best friend.
I don't care. Is it animated?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's really good. You should give it a shot.
Nope.
You should give it a shot.
Jim Carrey, I'm here for you, baby.
Ride
Let's
or
talk.
Die. Speaking of Christmas movies, one that ranks high on a lot of people's lists is Die Hard.
Whose fucking list is that ranking on?
35-year-old men.
Yeah. They just put on their fucking Christmas hat and watch some Die Hard.
Fucking Hans Gruber falling from a fucking huge building and just fucking guns going off.
Just singing fucking On the First Day of Christmas.
Dude, Home Alone's a really good one.
No, okay, this is the thing. There's always those people like, oh, Elf is better than the Grinch. Shut the fuck up. You don't believe that shit.
I can't.
You're trying to be different. The Grinch is undefeated, and you know that.
The Santa Claus movies haven't aged super well for Tim Allen at all.
Tim Allen didn't age super well.
Yeah, you don't want to go to his open mics because he's going to open up a lot.
What about Bad Santa?
Never watched it.
Dude, those were fucked up.
You know what's fucked up about the Santa Claus?
What?
It's basically Game of Thrones, but with Santa. If you kill Santa, you are Santa.
True.
This dude fucking murdered somebody and just put his clothes on.
Yeah,
that's a federal crime.
Honestly,
this dude should be in prison.
That. This fool fucking murked someone and stole his shit, and no one said a damn thing about it.
He's in the middle of a fucking suburban neighborhood, brings his fucking gun out, and you go ho ho, and falls off the fucking. This dude fell off a roof, shattered his back, and disintegrated. That's a shitty way to die.
Yeah.
Like
Tim Allen, what the fuck, yo?
Dude, they're replacing him as Buzz Lightyear, too.
Okay.
Chris
Stop
Evans is going to be
Tim
Buzz.
Allen. Stop talking about
Dude,
Tim Allen.
The Santa Claus movies are a fucking trip
you
watching
know what,
them again.
You know what's a trip? When they try and make, like, horror Christmas movies.
Oh, my God. I want to watch Krampus. I haven't seen that yet.
Okay, I just
I
remember
that was
this
good.
One. I don't remember what it was called, but I just remember when I was little. So.
Jack Frost?
No.
It's a snowman kills somebody in a shower.
I do remember, like, the cover of that one.
I
swear to you, at Blockbuster.
Yeah, my grandma had a copy of it at her house in the mountains. I never
like,
watched it, but I
was
like,
what is that?
Holographic?
Yeah.
I was like, damn, that looks fucking crazy.
No, there was this one. This, like, inmate was in prison, obviously. But they gave him a candy cane. Homeboy sharpened it, like, with his mouth and fucking stabbed the guard. Like, in the neck. What movie was that? You don't know?
Prison Break? I'm kidding.
Monsters, Inc.?
Yeah, Monsters, Inc.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Those Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas movies are dummy underrated, by the way.
God, dude.
The Muppets Christmas Carol?
Fuck the Muppets. They're scary as shit.
My mom's going to fucking write to the podcast. She's going to demand that you're canceled.
She likes
loves
the Muppets.
Muppets. She loves the Muppets.
There's three people relevant with the Muppets. Patrick Starr, Oscar the Grouch, and fucking Sanjaya.
We're canceled. I don't know how the fuck we're gonna get cleared for.
No, I do fuck with Animal though. He's dope.
Animal's cool. Fucking the Swedish Chef. I'm.
You're getting You're getting too into it. But I guess. What's a Snuffleupagus?
Snuffle. That's a Sesame Street.
Sesame Street.
Snuffleupagus scared me as a kid. I don't know what he is. All I'm saying is if
you got a dick nose.
If Big Bird rolls up on you. Your shit's jacked.
I'm kicking homie's knee out. He doesn't have knees.
He's a bird. He could bend him either way. Good luck kicking his knee out. He's gonna bounce back. Like a fucking the subway, the little spin things that you have to go through.
Fuck. Snuffleupagus.
Oh my god. What's another Christmas movie that like slaps? Fucking
remember those like clay fucking elf movies and shit?
Oh, like the old like Rudolph movies
and shit? Yeah.
The OG Rudolph is really dope. I wouldn't count it as a movie, though. It's like an hour.
God, who are you to fucking put a time on a movie?
You're right. Fucking... It's a Wonderful Life is probably my favorite Christmas movie. It's black and white. It's old. It's dated.
It's not your favorite Christmas movie.
It's the best one.
No.
It is.
You can say like, oh yeah, that's a classic. It's a good one. It's not your favorite. You're not going to sit and watch that back to back to back to back to back.
I'm not going to watch any movie back to back.
You know what my favorite Christmas movie is? 8 Crazy Nights. With Adam Sandler.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense.
That's a fucking good one.
Yeah.
You've never seen it.
No, I don't think so.
It's on Hulu. You need to watch that shit.
Okay.
But no. That's my thing. Like, you can say, like, oh, yeah, it's a good one. It's not your favorite. You can't sit right here and tell me that's your favorite fucking Christmas movie. When the Grinch roams this earth.
Like, How the Grinch Stole Christmas is a good movie. Don't get me wrong.
No. I'm not. You can say it is. I'm not going to believe you.
It was my favorite for a long time. Is Hubie Halloween a Christmas movie?
That's a good movie is what it is.
I need to watch it. I've been hearing people talk about it lately, and it's like, okay, whatever you say. So, like, Home Alone, is Lethal Weapon 1 a Christmas movie?
I think so.
Like, Mel Gibson does coke at a Christmas tree lot.
So the original Spider-Man has to be a Christmas movie.
Why is that?
Because they have, like, chestnuts roasting on
a... Chestnuts roping on an open fur...
On a fur.
Boots with the fur.
I think so.
Oh, dude.
Isn't Apple Bottom Jeans a Christmas carol?
I hope so. I really do.
Bruh, it's called Low. I'm sorry.
All I'm saying is the best... What's the best Christmas song?
Holy shit.
There's one answer.
Suck a my lick.
No.
No, not that one?
No. It's the one Christmas song that can come on outside of Christmas time that I'll actually listen to.
Mariah Carey.
Yes.
All I want for Christmas
is you.
Yep.
That shit comes on.
As in you. Whoever's listening, I want you for Christmas. You. You.
No, but like legit, because I was playing some Christmas music at work last week, because I was like, fuck it. It's Christmas time.
Yeah, I was playing some Christmas music at work last June. Like, fuck it, it's Christmas time.
Don't Be a Jerk, It's Christmas will forever be a banger, by the way, by SpongeBob SquarePants.
Dude, you are not up here lying.
I'm not. I'm going to play that shit today. I don't give a fuck what anyone says. What are they going to tell me? Like, hey, turn that off. Like, hey, dude, do work.
Do work. R.I.P. Big Black. I miss you, baby.
Damn. But Christmas movies are just weird. I think, for me, it has to take place during Christmas time. And the plot has to basically be surrounding the idea of Christmas and, like, family. And, like, the problem has to be built around Christmas. But, like... Not being able to go to Christmas, or missing Christmas, or losing your kid and you can't call the cops because then they're going to take your kid.
Or stealing Christmas.
Mrs. McAllister was fucking caught up.
She was in a...
She called the police. She's like, hey, my son's home alone. Can you send somebody to check on him?
And they're like, your son's 7.
The way you handle that is you go, hey, I fucking left my son at home. I'm in Florida. I need help.
She's in Florida doing bath salts.
But she didn't do that because she's like, they're going to fucking take Kevin. But they probably should have because you left your kid in fucking Chicago. Like, you left
O-block.
Your son. You left your son.
You left your son on O-block with Chief Keef. What the fuck is your problem?
Bow, bow. Waka Flocka rolls
but
up.
But my thing is, like, what if it's, like, based around snow? Then is it a Christmas movie? Like Scarface.
This is in Miami. There's no snow. That's just cocaine.
Fuck. Okay, What about Dirt? Like the Motley Crue movie?
Never seen that.
Oh, also cocaine. Fuck. trying to think.
I don't know. Like, for me, Home Alone's up there. How the Grinch Stole Christmas is up there.
No, it's How the Grinch Stole Christmas and then the rest. I can't sit here with the disrespect. Jim Carrey put on an absolute fucking unit.
What are your thoughts on A Christmas Story?
It's a classic. It's a good one. It's not top three.
Do you like it?
I will watch it during Christmas.
But you wouldn't watch it any other time of the year?
No.
I've watched Jim Carrey and I've watched Jim Carrey's The Grinch in like February.
Exactly.
I've watched it in fucking June.
Exactly.
It's timeless.
I've chilled in the pool and fucking watched it. Because you can. You can do the same with Elf.
I just want to know what the fuck that dude was feeding him when he's like, it's not fudge. And I'm like, then why the fuck are you feeding it to him? Like, it's the fudge category.
Just shit.
He's like, this is actually cheese.
God. But no, there's definitely a tier list, and it's very, very clear. And I will argue anyone to the death.
Okay. I hear
Don't
you
argue with me.
I'm not arguing.
Okay.
Man, those Hallmark movies are crazy. Have you seen The Christmas Night with Vanessa Hudgens?
I don't know any of the names of those fucking Hallmark movies. They all start the same in a fucking coffee shop, and some douchebag divorced man buys some fucking random woman who happens to be widowed because her husband just fucking died last Christmas a coffee and fucking...
The Hallmark Christmas movie. I'm independent. I don't need no man.
Yeah.
And this guy walks into town, man, I fucking hate Christmas. And then she's like, you hate Christmas? I hate Christmas too. And then they love Christmas because they fall in love with each other. And then the kid's like, Mom, where's Dad?
And he's just locked up in the closet because she's a psycho.
I saw this one on Disney Plus last year with Anna Kendrick, and it was the weirdest shit ever.
God.
It was like Santa Claus's daughter just going to like fucking suburbia and being like, you guys don't believe in Christmas? And she fucking ruins this kid's Christmas. She like fucking is like, yeah, he wants to be with his mom. And the dad's like, well, that can't happen. Because like they're divorced.
The Drake and Josh Christmas one is actually really fucking good though.
Isn't that just the Drake and Josh movie though?
No, I don't know.
The Drake and Josh Christmas special does go hard. That might be a like top five Christmas movie in my opinion.
Yeah, I feel that too.
That shit's dope.
All right. We're rambling on this bitch now.
We are. So with the social medias going up, we're going to definitely look for more listener engagement because we want to be able to like talk about what you guys want to hear about. So we're going to start putting up polls or just start
voting on those polls.
What we want to do moving forward is we want to have a segment on the show where it's Q&A. So you guys ask us questions. We're going to answer them to the best of our abilities. Because no, I do not know who killed JFK. I could Google it, sure. But I don't want to Google it. I don't know if the moon landing was real. I like to believe it was.
Sometimes.
We don't know who shot Tupac. But
who?
You can ask us the hard-hitting questions and we'll try to respond to them.
I'm talking to you, Jimmy.
Jimmy. Shout out Jimmy.
Shout out Dads on Dayquil. Some hilarious motherfuckers. Jimmy tweets at us every single morning. I love you, Jimmy.
Good morning to you, Jimmy. We appreciate you for listening.
Anyways, alrighty, guys.
Yeah,
it's been real. It's been fudge. It's been real fucking fudgy.
Happy holidays. Honestly, next week, I think we're just going to do a knockdown, drag out Christmas special.
We're just going to scream Christmas carols on this shit.
We're going to rank Christmas carols. We're going to talk about Christmas dinners. We're going to talk about the best presents we ever received.
Oh, fuck.
We're going in.
I'm just excited.
Worst mall Santa experience.
Yep.
It's going to be a banger of a show, but we do want to have a Christmas-themed Q&A for you guys as well.
Absolutely.
So we're going to post a tweet, and we're going to let you guys just reply to the thread, and we're going to run it up. So as always, we appreciate you for tuning in, and who knows how long I'm going to hold the good morning for next week, but...
Whoever guesses the exact second gets just a high five through Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Twitter high five. Virtual, baby.
Woo!
But anyways, thank you for listening to the TND podcast. We'll catch you guys next week.